Hello, everyone, and welcome to another action-packed, fun-filled, super awesome fun time edition of Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends a million times.
And I am Elizabeth, and I have never seen Friends.
Lizard! What?
As well says what?
What?
Ha!
No, seriously, what does he say? We got a lot to get through today. We just finished watching Season 5, Episode 3, the 100th. It's the 100th episode.
That was the 100th episode?
We literally just talked about this on the 99th episode.
Oh, yeah. I kind of forgot.
I knew you weren't going to remember.
No, I kind of forgot that was the 100th, even though it was called the 100th.
It was a big episode. I went over into a second page in my notebook.
You've never done that.
I have for double episodes.
Well, yeah, but that makes sense.
But not for a single 20-minute episode.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. So we have a lot to talk about today, but we've got a lot to talk about before we even can get to that. Are you ready? You're not ready.
I'm ready for whatever you're about to say.
I don't think you are. Oh, you remember our long-forgotten, much-maligned, not-as-popular-as-we-were-hoping segment, Ask Elizabeth?
That's my favorite segment.
We've had an Ask Elizabeth question for the first time in about two seasons.
Yes!
For newer listeners to the podcast, this was a segment when we invited our listeners to tweet us questions at the hashtag Ask Elizabeth to @FriendsPod, and she would answer them. Sometimes they were about the show or life advice or, you know, just anything, really.
And then the questions just stopped coming. It's like people didn't find it as amusing as I did.
I think people just learned all they needed to know about you. And maybe your advice wasn't all that great, so they were just like, yeah, okay.
Let's move on.
But we have a new question.
Now, do I do the theme song for it?
Oh, shit, I forgot about the theme song.
I didn't. Should I do it?
Yeah, because I can't find it anywhere, so you take it away.
Okay. Ask Elizabeth, Ask Elizabeth, Ask Elizabeth!
Good.
Mm-hmm, thank you. I still remember it like it was yesterday.
Okay, this question comes from KT Mills, at KTP Mills on Twitter.
KT or Katie?
KT.
KT.
Like Katie Tunstall.
KT.
Woo!
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good.
Big Black Horse and Cherry Tree?
The very same. Mm-hmm. If Friends was shot today, do you think they would change up their jobs? And if so, what would you like them to be?
Oh, that's a really good one.
It's a good question. I was having a little think about this.
Yeah?
So I can give my...
Interesting because it's not Ask
it's
Michael.
Not.
Right. So I guess, guess he can't.
I guess I'll just have
KT
to shut the fuck up.
Wants to know... Because it's Ask Elizabeth.
Okay, I was just trying to, like, be a good kind of co-host and
no,
kind of fill the time
okay,
while you
worry.
Think about the question.
No,
obviously,
no,
my
no.
answers don't count.
No, they don't want to know. All right. I think that they would, yes, but not all of them. I think that they would probably change Ross.
Why?
I mean, it's very niche. It's not something you really hear about, and I don't feel like it's very relatable. So I feel like they'd probably make him... In like the tech world or something.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No. But he's like a nerd and like
yeah.
like you're not meant to relate to him to his job. You're meant to be like, oh, he's really enthusiastic about this
sure, and
lame
a,
thing.
But a lot of people who are in the tech world only really understand the other tech world. You know, it's like the Big Bang Theory, which I do not endorse. But you know, they're very nerdy and. They communicate well with one another, but any newcomer is like, what?
They have been hounding you for an endorsement, The Big Bang Theory, for months.
I
and you
refuse.
Just won't give it to
no,
them.
No, I won't give it to them.
Okay, so Ross the tech geek.
Yeah.
That kind of works.
I think Joey's still an actor, yeah.
Maybe a YouTube superstar. I don't know, maybe like...
Is this something that Michael has been thinking
I'm
about?
I'm just trying to help you out. Maybe there's an episode where he tries to go viral by, like, getting a football thrown in his groin or
I
something.
I can see that,
okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for allowing me some input.
Yes. I can kind of see Monica being a teacher.
Okay. But that's not really...
Yes?
That's not really updating for the modern day. Like, there was teachers back in the 90s as well.
Did it say for the modern day in that question?
Yes.
Oh. Can you read it again?
If Friends was shot today, do you think they would change up their jobs? And if so, what would you like them to be? I guess it doesn't matter. All right, fine. Continue.
I think a teacher, and I think it would just be kind of funny because we'd see her in the classroom and it'd be with, like, I see elementary school for some reason, so I just see her being, like, so insane about germs and just, like, frustrated with the way that the kids play.
Aren't you just thinking of Lily from How I Met Your Mother?
No, because she likes her job. Like, she doesn't care about that stuff.
Okay. You're trying to remember what Rachel does for a living.
No, I know she is, fashion.
Fashion blogger, maybe?
Yeah, she'd probably work for, like, eBay. And, like, take pictures of clothes, like, buy clothes, take pictures of them, sell them online, make a bigger profit.
Phoebe, maybe Phoebe would be trying to be the YouTube star with her music.
No, I feel like Phoebe would be, like a pet medium.
Yeah, maybe like a Reiki master.
Yeah, that also. I think she already is, right?
No,
she's a masseuse. I know, but it goes hand in hand sometimes, people learning that. So I think she'd be like a pet medium.
And the big joke about Chandler is we don't know what his job is, so yeah. I feel like you don't need to change that up too much.
No.
But I don't want to speak for you.
But that's all. That's all I would... Yeah, I'm going to leave Chandler as he is.
Would Central Perk still be a coffee shop?
No, it'd be a bar.
Would it?
Yeah. Okay. Or it'd be a restaurant, like a small like cafe, like not just purely coffee.
Yeah.
But one of those like...
But Seinfeld had their cafe, like their diner, and Cheers had the bar, obviously, so maybe this was an attempt to be something a bit different.
Frasier had the coffee shop.
He did. He did.
Most TV shows nowadays have a bar, but I would update it to a bar.
Okay.
Thank you, KT.
Yes, thank you, KT. I hope that demonstrates why we don't do this segment very much anymore. I'm just teasing.
It's just, you're mad because you didn't get your opinions across, even though you tried to squeak one in.
Squeak.
Yes, very good.
Yes. Goodness knows there isn't enough opportunity for me on this podcast for me to get my opinions heard.
Absolutely. I know I do most of the talking, but sometimes I couldn't think of anything witty.
Oh, dear.
What are we playing, Michael?
Bamboozled.
Bamboozled.
It's our French trivia game. Ask Elizabeth 5 questions. You can play along at home, and if you get a better score than her, you can tweet us at FriendsPod, and we'll give you a shout-out. But if you do worse than her, you have to tweet us at FriendsPod, and we will shame you. Shame. No time. Question one. What did Phoebe's husband do for a living?
A dancer?
Can you be a little bit more specific?
No.
Okay, half a point. He was in the ice capade.
So oh, I was going to say dancer. Ice skater. Yeah,
sorry.
No, I should have trusted my gut.
Give you half a point for that, though. Not bad. Okay, how did Monica become the head chef at Alessandro's, which is her current job?
She knew someone.
Again, you're going to have to be more specific. Remember, it's the place where everyone hated her when she first started.
She took over for somebody else.
She did.
Because she knew somebody. That's my answer.
I can't give you even half a point for that. Well, she was she wrote a bad review for the place, and then the owner came around and yelled at her, and then she cooked him a meal, so he gave her the job. So she didn't really know him beforehand, so I can't give you a point for that, I'm afraid. Okay. You remember the one with the blackout?
Yeah.
Chandler trapped in an ATM vestibule with Jill Goodacre?
Yeah.
Okay, complete this line. On second thoughts, gum would be...
perfect right about now.
Gum would be perfection.
Ah!
I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
If you feel like you earned it, I'll give you half a point for that.
No.
Okay, sorry. So right now you've got half a point out of three.
Right.
Why did Chandler refurbish their apartment after all of the things were stolen from it? Why did he buy all the stuff?
Because he had money.
He did have money, but if you remember, they went quite a few episodes without any stuff. So why did he change his mind and decide he was going to buy everything for, like, Joey?
Because he's a good friend.
Well, quite the opposite, unfortunately. He felt guilty because he had kissed Joey's girlfriend. All right. You've got half a point out of four.
Yes.
Final question. Which encyclopedia volume did Joey buy? Remember that episode where Penn Jillette came around to try and sell him encyclopedias? I'll try and help you out. There's a scene later where he's like trying to talk about lots of things that begin with this letter.
T. Q. S. B. D.
V.
Oh my god!
Oh no! Half a point! I'm sorry, dude.
Did anybody bamboozle me?
Well, the episode's only been out for a day, so we haven't had too many people. But I dare say as the week goes on, more people will bamboozle you.
I'm so upset. That was my worst one yet.
Those were some quite difficult questions. I wouldn't beat yourself up too much. Those were some deep pools. But I have to go to deep pools because you don't want me to be like, who was the name of this person?
I can't do names.
Right, well, this is what you get then.
This game's for the birds. Can we go back to Ask Elizabeth?
That's up to the people.
KT. KT.
All right. Season 5, Episode 3. The 100th. 100 episodes.
The 100th.
That must mean we're nearing our 100th episode as well. You're looking puzzled, and you seem to have forgotten that we often do 2-for-1 episodes, which would mean that we're not doing the same amount. Oh my god.
I didn't do well in math class.
Right.
Or logical thinking class.
Okay. Ask Elizabeth, what classes did you do well in? No time. So, do we have time to look up how many people watched this episode?
No time.
No time, all right. We'll maybe do a double next time.
Yeah.
All right. If memory serves you well, which history has shown it does not, the last episode ended with Phoebe's water breaking, and they're going to the hospital. This episode opens with Phoebe, and she's yelling, the babies are coming out of her, so she's in at the hospital reception, and she's like, I've got babies coming out of me, quick, and they're like, oh, which one of these people is the father? He's like, no, the father's my brother, and like, the person on the desk is like, what? Yep. And she's like, I'm gonna miss freaking people out about that. Joey has a video camera, so he's going to capture the experience.
Every woman's dream.
Is it?
No! if I Is saw it? A video camera, I'd punt it.
Would you want the experience documented? You're not going to want to go back and relive it.
No,
I don't get that at all.
Maybe
but it's
the
quite
before
common.
And then the after, complete after.
Nah, don't think so. Chandler and Monica come in a little later than everyone else. Maybe looking a little bit flustered, maybe looking a bit disheveled. And they're like, what took you guys so long? Your cab left the same time as us. And they kind of like exchange like nervous glances. And they're kind of like, Monica's like, I had to go back because I left my jacket. And they're like, yeah. And then they're like, well, where's your jacket? And she was like, I forgot it again. Damn.
Why couldn't they have just been like, I really had to stop and pee, so I had them pull over at a gas station or something.
Or just be like, it's New York City, like, traffic is shit.
Yeah. But it's a sitcom, Michael.
It is. Anyway, their guilty looks are thankfully Joey kind of interrupts and distracts by trying to, like, stick the camera up Phoebe's dress. And they're like, Joey, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm getting a before shot. Not good. Not good.
No.
And the episode opened. Have you paid attention to the new opening credits yet? Anything of interest?
I remember paying attention when I was watching it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you've forgotten.
There's a few things I've already seen.
Actually, you've seen them
most,
all.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen them all.
Okay.
There's a couple that I haven't seen. But for the most part, they look familiar, yeah.
But not too familiar.
But not too familiar.
But not too not familiar.
But not too not familiar.
Okay. And the episode opens. Phoebe is in her room. She's waiting for her doctor. Someone comes in. I feel so bad. I don't know who came in. because we watched this yesterday and my notes do not tell me. But someone comes in, one of the friends, to tell her that her doctor is not coming. Is that a nightmare scenario for a pregnant, for a woman in labor?
I guess if it was me, I would be pretty upset and a little concerned, since you've had a birth plan with this person and you kind of got comfortable with them and you probably pictured them doing it. So it's a huge change right at the last minute. But also, you have to assume that the doctors that work on this unit probably are all very skilled at their jobs. Or else they wouldn't be working there, you know what I mean?
We'll soon find out just how skilled the rest of the doctors are. Yes. But they're like, oh yeah, she had an accident, your doctor fell and hit their head, and Phoebe's like, oh my god, they're so fucking stupid! I mean, she didn't say fucking, but yeah, she's like mad. Yeah. And then she yells at Ross.
Good.
And Ross is like, oh, I've got you a new doctor. He is the department head, so he's probably going to be quite good. We'll find out in just a moment. She's like, oh no, the first contraction's coming. Ah, and she's all worried about it, and then it's not that bad. And she's like, oh, okay, cool.
Yep.
Joey is doing some Joey stuff, trying to film stuff and just being a goof, and probably trying to chat up some nurses. But then he gets some mystery pain. He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's like in his left side on his back, he keeps clutching there. Mm.
Well, this is just the first experience.
Yeah.
If we're talking chronologically. The head of the department comes in. He is a gentleman in his 50s. He is a comedic character actor that we have seen in many sitcoms before. Probably. He's a familiar face. Can't remember where we've seen him. But he pops up in a lot of things. And he comes in and he gives a good spiel. He's like, don't worry, I've done this a million times. Everything's looking good. I'm going to check back with you in a little bit. And everyone's like, okay, cool. And then just before he leaves, he goes, oh, and by the way, I love Fonzie. And then he just leaves. What were your thoughts when he said, I love Fonzie?
I thought he was on drugs or something. Like, he seemed a little weird. Why would you say that? That's, like, an inappropriate time to talk about that.
Did you know that he was referring to Arthur Fonzarelli, the character from Happy Days?
Yes. How many other Fonzies do you know?
I don't know. Maybe he was talking about some trendy medical term that he loves to do.
No.
Okay, fine.
But I just want to point out that...
Or the Muppet that goes waka waka that's waka.
That's Fonzie!
I know, but I don't know how well you know these things.
Oh, Michael. I just want to point out that Phoebe is sitting in a teeny tiny hospital bed. Very narrow, very small. And she's sitting so upright. And it's in, like, the middle of a large room. And then you see three little areas for the babies. Typically, you don't give birth in the same room. Like, you go to the delivery room.
Hmm.
And it was just a huge room all to herself. Maybe because she was a high-risk pregnancy, you know, delivering three. But she's in this, like, she's sitting so far straight up. And it's so small. I just couldn't stop thinking about how uncomfortable she must be.
You shouldn't be sitting... She's not sitting straight up. It's not like she's sitting up at a dinner table or something.
She might as well be, and it was tiny.
She's at like a 120 degree angle.
I didn't like it.
It stressed her out?
Yes.
Frank Jr. arrives. He is very excited. Alice is not here yet, though.
No.
So we'll just see where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel is all excited. Because she's... Remember last episode when she was declaring her love for Ross?
Yes.
That's fucking out the window, mate. She's landed herself a date with a nurse. And she's got one for Monica as well. She's like, Monica, I've got dates with a couple of hot nurses. And Monica is like, And she kind of looks over and Chandler's like on the phone or like off somewhere else. And she's like, not interested.
Conflicted.
So it would seem. Rachel, at least, is trying to move on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that is good. But all this talk of Rachel and Monica dating nurses, this is really ringing Joey's bell. He likes the sound of that.
Well, I guess if you pooled a classroom and said, draw a nurse, most people draw a woman.
Right.
So I think he automatically assumed that she meant women for some reason.
Mm-hmm. I almost became a nurse.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You still could.
I could. I won't.
All right.
I'm telling you now.
Nurse Michael.
Nurse Clancy to you. Cut to the same location. Sometime later. Joey comes into the room. He gives the camera to Ross and he's like, hey, babies, look at what I've got. Newspapers from the day that you're born. And then he's like, hey, female baby, look away now, because look what else I've got. Oh, Playboy. Oh, God. Like, Joey, do you really want to be the creepy uncle? Come on.
He already is, apparently. He's made it known right there. I think it is kind of a cool idea. Here are the headlines from the day you were born. Like, this is what was going on in the world. But then, yeah, the Playboy, and they opened it and kind of went through it and looked at it, pervied all over it.
Have you seen this new thing that's going around right now on the social medias where it's the song that was number one in the charts when you were 14 years old?
14?
On your 14th birthday is the song that, like, defines your life.
Whoa, I want to know what it is.
Okay, well, we'll look that up later.
What was yours?
Mine was, you'll know the song, but you won't know the people that did it, but mine was Flying Without Wings by an Irish boy band called Westlife.
I know Westlife.
Okay, so that's it then. Well, I know that song is more popular here from that American Idol boy.
Ruben Studdard?
Yeah.
His voice is amazing.
Okay, but is it better than...
I endorse Ruben.
Is it better than Brian McFadden's? I think not.
So impossible.
No.
It may seem.
The Westlife version goes, so impossible. There's subtle differences, but the Westlife version shits all over the Ruben Studdard version.
No way. I'll have to listen to them back to back and see which one I like better.
All right, next episode, you need to do your research. What was number one when you turned 14?
Okay.
Unless you're afraid to expose your age to everyone here on the podcast.
I am not.
Okay, good. It was probably like fucking the Beatles or like Elvis Presley.
I'm younger than you.
Shut up. Phoebe has another contraction. This one is worse. But what I like about it is, like, she kind of gives a running commentary through it. She's like, okay, here it comes. Oh, yeah, this is worse. She's like, oh, yeah, and it hurts her a lot more. And then when it's done, she kind of looks down and is like, oh, damn it, I thought that was going to be it. Bad luck.
Poor thing.
Chandler finds out that the girls have got, or the girls could potentially have dates with a couple of nurses.
Mm-hmm.
Joey is in more pain. The doctor comes back in. He's talking more about Fonzie. Phoebe is like, I don't want this fucking weirdo. Like, he talks about Fonzie and they're sort of like, you've mentioned Fonzie a couple of times. Is he like another doctor here? And he's like, oh, no. Fonzie is the nickname of Arthur Fonzarelli. And then he just goes off and they're just like, what a loser. I don't want a doctor that thinks he's Fonzie. And then Ross kind of like leaps to his defense, or not leaps to his defense, but he's like, well, to be fair, he doesn't seem to think that he is Fonzie. He just thinks that he's a big fan. And then Phoebe's just like, what the fuck? Shut up. I don't care.
Get me another doctor.
Yeah. It was good. I liked it. I thought it was funny. Chandler meets up with Monica. And Monica's like starting to tell him about the nurses. And he's like, oh, no, it's fine. You know, you do what you got to do. We're just goofing around. We're just having some fun. And this upsets Monica. And she's like, well, if that's how you feel about it, maybe I will go on a date with this guy.
Yeah.
Women, eh?
Well, he only said that because he, from what he knew, she had already accepted to go on a date. So he's trying to play it off like, oh, yeah, it's no big deal.
Mm.
We're just having fun.
Yeah. And she should have known that's what he was doing.
No, because she didn't actually agree to go on this date. But he thought that she did. So she doesn't know that he knows that. You know what I mean?
No, not even slightly.
Okay. But so Chandler thinks that she's agreed to go on a date with this nurse.
Yes.
Monica doesn't know that Chandler knows that.
Yes.
Monica has not agreed to go on a date and wanted to talk to Chandler.
Yes.
But because what Chandler thinks he knows, he's acting all cool and trying to play it off. So then Monica's like, fine. Only, like, girls would understand all this twists and turns.
I get it. Mm. Pride goeth before the fall. I understand.
Pride goeth before the fall.
Joey has got some real bad fucking pain now. Like, he's just, like, flipping out all over the place.
Yeah, so, at first Phoebe thought it was sympathy pain. So yes. Thought it was very sweet. But then he's really starting to react.
Ross finds Phoebe a new doctor. He is a little bit youthful looking. So Phoebe's just like, I don't want a fucking Doogie Howser. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And she makes him cry.
She's like, what grade are you in?
Yeah. I bet you hated this.
I did.
Yeah. Why?
Because I am often judged based on my youthful appearance that I cannot do my job well.
Mm-hmm.
Or that I don't have the credentials because mm-hmm. I look young. And am relatively young.
Joey has kidney stones.
Woof.
And as if that weren't bad enough, the fucking principal from Glee is breaking the bad news to him.
That's who it was!
I saw you struggling and I surprised you didn't get it. Because he looks kind of exactly the same.
He does!
He's just not sitting behind a desk getting yelled at by Jane Lynch.
Oh my god. I was like, who was that? Who is it? Who is it?
Kidney stones. I don't want to do an impression, but he just keeps on saying kidney stones over and over again.
Yes.
So that sucks for Joey, basically. But Joey's like, well, what else could it be? And he just keeps on going, it's kidney stones.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Fonzie Doctor is back with Phoebe because they haven't been able to find a suitable replacement. And she's like, you know, the pregnancy is becoming more intense. And he's just sort of like, well, I've got good news for you. Your babies are going to be born on Fonzie's half birthday, which I'm sure you were delighted about.
Well, I like half birthdays.
You love a half birthday. It's not a thing.
Yes, it is.
It's not a thing.
And you're going to tell me golden years aren't a thing either?
I don't even know what that is.
So, Michael, say you're born on the 3rd.
Oh, so the 3rd is your golden year.
So what? So if you were 3, that would have been your golden year.
You wouldn't even really appreciate it if that were the case.
Oh yeah, sorry for those who were born like 10 and under.
Mm.
My golden year was when I was 22, and that was a shit time in my life. Oh, so I don't know what was going on.
Dropping so many clues to how old you are now.
Yes, I'm older than 22.
Yep. Whoa.
23.
Beatles theory being number one on your 14th birthday is adding up now. So yeah, I am more distressed that he gives a shit about half birthdays than I am that he likes the Fonz.
Like, you have to focus at the task at hand. This poor woman is about to poop out 3 babies.
He's just sharing his passion. When you're about to get, like, he's about to see all of her intimate stuff. He's trying to share with her. He's being very professional. Not once has he gone, "Ay." He's not wearing a leather jacket. He's not, like, hitting a jukebox to play music. He's just...
Well, he's at his job.
He's trying to share what he loves.
No, it's weird as fuck.
I mean, it is weird. It is a very weird... Like, what a weird, like, tick to give a character.
Yeah, it's really strange.
It's so strange. I still don't get it. But it made me laugh this time around. Rachel is comforting Phoebe. She's like, you're doing great, sweetie. You're doing great. And Phoebe's like, you want to know a secret? I want to keep one of the babies.
I knew that was going to happen.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you think it would take this long? Do you think, like, are you surprised that she wasn't talking about it, like, earlier in the pregnancy?
No.
Oh, you thought it was going to come then?
Well, I thought that it might come after the birth.
After birth?
Not after birth, after the birth.
You thought it was going to come after birth?
Yes, Michael. You're so damn clever.
So that's awkward, anyway. And Phoebe wants Rachel to ask Frank if she can have one of the babies.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Why doesn't Phoebe ask?
Because she thinks that would be very awkward.
Well, anyone asking would be awkward.
I agree.
But I imagine that must be so hard. Carrying a or multiple babies and knowing you're going to have to give them up. You know, so a lot of women who are giving up for adoption have to go through, and that must be so painful and hard. And that's why sometimes people don't go through with adoption, because they create such an intense bond.
They're really running Rachel through the gauntlet these first few episodes of the season. Last episode, she's telling Ross that she loved him, and this episode, she's got to, like, ask someone to give away one of their babies.
Well, she's good at telling things that are hard, isn't she?
Why did you say it like that? You made it sound, like, sexy.
Well, she's good at saying things that are complicated.
Really hard.
Like, I love you to someone.
There's
or,
no job too
my friend
big
wants to
for
keep
her
babies. Your babies. Are you trying to be sexy underneath my explanations?
Joey is not feeling very good. Ross pops in to pay a visit. The doctor explains the options. They can either wait for him to pass it, which doesn't sound too great because that's pretty painful. And the other option is to, like, stick some fingers up his urethra.
Not fingers.
What was it?
Like a medicinal instrument.
Okay. In my mind, the doctor put on gloves and kind of pulled them back so they snapped and was like, I can go into your urethra.
How many fingers can you get inside a urethra? Do you know what a urethra is?
Of course I do. Moving on.
Oh my god.
Phoebe is pressuring Ross to find a new doctor. In the background, the doctor just kind of goes, oh, Fonzie. And it's just weird.
I would be up a creek. I would be screaming.
They're getting ready to deliver, and Frank is like, Alice is going to be here soon. Do you think you could just hold it a little longer? And Phoebe, in probably the line of the show, is just like, gee, Frank, I'm kind of busy with the last favor you asked me for. Which is pretty fucking great.
Woo.
It's a great piece of sharp writing.
Yeah.
It's at this stage that we meet one of the male doctors that Rachel, or the male doctor that Rachel is setting Monica up with.
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
He's a handsome chap. Monica kind of plays up to her attraction to him, because Chandler's watching. She's sort of like, oh, hi, yes, it's going to be great. Chandler tries to make fun of him. He's like, oh, nurse, not a doctor. That's kind of girly, isn't it?
Rude.
He's like, fucking hell, Chandler. It's 2018, mate. Fucking grow up.
Right?
Come on. And the guy's like, well, I'm just doing it to pay my way through medical school. And Chandler's like, oh. And then he's like, and it wasn't too girly in Desert Storm. And you're like, oh, shit. And, like, that really brings home how old this fucking show is.
Yeah.
Like, that young, handsome man was in Desert Storm. Desert Storm feels like forever ago.
Can I tell you something that's a secret that now everyone's gonna know?
You thought Desert Storm was a video game or something, didn't you?
Yes, that's exactly what I was gonna say.
Oh, I'm so happy I guessed.
I'm so embarrassed.
Desert Storm was like the first Iraqi war in the early 90s. So, like, yeah, that guy could have conceived. Like, this guy's in his, like, early 30s. So, like, he could have, like, signed up to war, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. At least you know what a urethra is.
I do!
Me too. We then get kind of back-to-back scenes. It kind of cuts back and forth between Phoebe and Joey, who are both in pain. Like, it's like, and, like, you know, the doctors are helping Phoebe, and Ross is getting choked out by Joey, who's trying to pass his kidney stones. Were you at all insulted by the implication that passing kidney stones would be as sore as childbirth?
I didn't take it that way. I kind of took it as a sitcom funny thing that it would happen at the same time, and it was just kind of like they're in the same sort of position, but obviously one is more intense than the other.
Okay, well, let me explain to you why you should be offended.
Oh my god. Please mansplain it. Please.
Rachel approaches Frank about the babies. She's sort of like, oh man, 3 babies. That sounds like it could be too much, right? And he's like, nope, that sounds perfect. And Rachel's just like, alright, cool, and walks away.
Yeah.
It is time for Phoebe to push. The moment we've all been waiting for.
And I just want to say, she's still in that room, and they do not lower that hospital bed. She's sitting upright and trying to push. You know how bad that is for the body? Come on.
No idea. At this point, the doctor turns on the television and all we hear is Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Yes, okay, we got it. Thank
Saturday.
You. All right, here we go.
What a day. Cruising away. Joey's having trouble as well. I can't read my notes, but yeah, Joey's struggling a little bit. Phoebe's pushing. First up, it's a boy.
Yay!
Hooray! Frank runs out and announces it to everybody.
Is that Frank Jr. Jr.?
Yes, it is Frank Jr.
Jr. Frank Jr. Jr.
Here's a legit question. If you're having triplets, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get giving birth is like the sorest thing that you could ever do.
Yes.
If you're having triplets, does it hurt just as bad for baby two and baby three?
That's a great question. I mean, your body still has to contract in order to like get the baby out.
Right.
So it's probably a longer process.
But at that stage, like, what's ripped is ripped.
Probably, but you're still having contractions, and I imagine that... I would say it's almost more.
More? It gets worse with the passing.
Well, no, not get worse, but it's a lot longer. It's multiple children. Mm. There's more that goes into it. Oftentimes, like, I'm surprised... Oftentimes, with multiples, they do a C-section just because it's...
Hmm.
You know, sometimes the babies are premature or breached. You know, it's just... It's a high-risk pregnancy with multiples.
There's almost certainly somebody listening to this that knows more than us.
Well, absolutely. About
every subject that we discuss on this show. But, yeah, if you know for sure, we want to be as informed as possible. Let us know at FriendsPod. It pushes again. A girl comes out. What was the girl's name?
Something ugly.
Oh, man. You just alienate people left, right, and center on this show.
It was just kind of like an old-fashioned name.
Yeah. And then push, push, push. Here comes number three. That's, you know, we knew that it was going to be a boy and it was going to be Chandler. And they push, push, push. And it comes out. And they're like, where's the penis? And they're like, Chandler's a girl! Chandler's a girl!
Yay!
Oh, man. And Alice arrives, and she's delighted. And Joey looks at his kidney stones, and he's like, look how small they are. And you're like, oh, he's done it as well.
He,
in a way, he's just as tough as Phoebe. Monica is talking to her nurse and she's like, oh, we're going to go on a date. Yeah, let's go. And then Chandler comes up to talk to her and he's like, when I said we were goofing off, what I mean by goofing off is like two people that like each other having fun and seeing what happens. And it's like, ugh, all right. It's like his apology. It's his effort to apologize in his own awkward Chandler way. And she forgives him right away. And she's like, I'm going to break it off with the nurse.
Yeah, that was quick.
And he starts to do a dance and she's like, don't do the dance. But she doesn't even have to look.
Oh, she knows him already.
She knows him. How do you feel about this relationship now? We are three episodes into it.
Still the same.
Still the same? Yep. Not convinced by it?
Not yet, but I don't totally hate it, so...
Sabrina was unhappy that you weren't won over by their love.
Was she?
A little bit.
It was spoiled for me. I think I needed to not have
that
spoiler.
Knew it was coming, but that doesn't mean you can't enjoy it now that it's here.
I don't know. It was tainted.
Oh, well.
Taint.
If you would like to send my father hate mail, you can tweet us and I will directly give you our address. So next up, Phoebe is like asking Rachel, did you talk to Frank? And Rachel's just kind of like, yeah, no, you're not going to get to keep one of these babies. And so she's like, oh, I'd like some time alone. And she kind of sits all three babies up on her lap. They're all pretty adorable. They got their little caps on. And she gives them a nice little kind of pep talk, a little send off. She's like, you know, giving birth to all three of you was tough, but nowhere near as tough as having to give you up right now. It was
touching.
A touching scene, yeah. Did you find it emotional?
It was, yeah. It was just, you know, all three of those babies, like, looking up at her and her being there alone and just kind of talking to them and knowing how much she has been through and how much that she wants them or one. Yeah, it was... one of the more emotional moments for me watching this show.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was done very well. I thought they handled it very nicely. I think it was a... I mean, it's not the end, you know. This isn't like a Ben situation. We'll see these babies again, but it's...
Oh, will
like,
we?
But it's like... I think a fitting conclusion to this arc that's been going on for the best part of a season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the episode ends with them just kind of looking over the babies, and Chandler's like, so what are you going to call this this girl now that she's Chandler? And they're like, oh, I think we're just going to call her Chandler. And they're like, well, that's a kind of a manly name, isn't it? And they're like, well, it works for you. Oh, man.
So we have a friend named Chandler, and she is a woman.
Mm. Do you think it was the same thing? Do you think... they thought they were having a boy, so they thought, oh, well, we'll call him Chandler after our friend Chandler, that funny guy Chandler.
I would like to say that, but no, she's in a family of gender-neutral names.
Hmm.
Yes.
Very good.
Very so progressive. I didn't think it was unusual, but then again, I didn't know a Chandler before I met my friend, so maybe I would have thought it was a boy
we
name.
We get it, Elizabeth. You have a friend. Stop showing off.
I have friends. Friend. I definitely have friend. Well, aren't you my friend?
Oh, at this point, it's more, it's a strictly business relationship.
That's true.
And that was the 100th. Do you think it was a fitting episode for the 100th episode? That's a big deal. Not every sitcom gets to 100 episodes.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, a birth is a pretty big deal. So mm-hmm. I guess that was fitting. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
I liked it. It was definitely better than the last one.
Well, yeah, but that's not saying much.
Yes.
It was nice to watch a good episode after my rant. I feel like I went a bit overboard yesterday. I want to apologize to everybody. Actually, no, I don't. That episode deserved it. I thought it was good. I enjoyed the episode a great deal. I knew the Fonzie stuff was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I was like, that's so weird and shit. But then watching it, I think I laughed the most at the Fonzie shit.
Yeah, it was just unexpected and kind of strange.
It's like, I give the show shit for, like, lazy writing that doesn't make any sense. And this is kind of lazy writing, and it definitely doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But it was really fucking funny.
I mean, you know the writers are sitting around like, okay, we have to make some drama here. So, okay, her original doctor can't be used. So, the new doctor, what should they do? Should they be, really sexist? Or no, that's probably too much. Should they be... Why don't they just really love somebody? Oh, you know, why don't they just really love the Fonz?
But that's
weird. Good job, Jason. That was really clever. Yeah, let's write it up.
It's like, oh, he could have cold hands, or, like, he could be a misogynist, or, like, but yeah.
He could have, like, a huge mole on his face that, like, they all just can't stop looking at. Like, they just... It could
actually,
be
the Fonzie thing is better than the mole. The mole is the most lazy thing.
Look, I just thought of it in 1 second.
But yeah, nah, it worked. Like, I mean, you watched it with me. I laughed a lot at the Fonzie shit.
You did laugh.
And I was not expecting to. Yeah, and then we have Monica and Chandler doing their thing.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I thought the Phoebe heart-to-heart with the three babies was... It packed that punch that Friends can do and is capable of. You know, we saw it way back in season one. Where the one where Nana dies, and we've seen it a little bit sporadically since. You know, we got that, like, kind of the emotional part of it during Ross and Rachel's breakup in those long episodes. But, like, this was it again. And this show can still do it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So a good episode, a good bounce back, mm-hmm. I think. And it sets us up nicely for day 4 of 7 podcasts in 7 days, which we're still doing, despite the fact that I haven't referenced it this episode.
That's all right. The people know.
They know. I guess. I mean, it appears on their phones. If you're subscribing, it's appearing there whether I say it or not.
I'm sure that they see it. It pops up on their phone. They're like, oh, God, another one.
That's not true. People were asking for this. We delayed it a little bit. Ooh. People were like...
Who was asking?
Just people.
Mm. Someone, I need names.
Look, someone asked me if it was going to be out on Rusev Day, and that made my day
Don't encourage him, whoever you are.
And a happy Rusev Day to you too, sir.
All right, Michael, what do we have next?
All right, next up, season 5, episode 4. The one where Phoebe hates PBS.
Oh.
What's PBS?
Public Broadcasting system? Probably. I don't know.
What is it? What is that?
It's a network.
It's a TV channel?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They do Sesame Street, right?
Sesame Street, they...
It's like free, right?
Yeah.
Or do they do commercials? It's like paid for by public
I think money. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's good. It brings back memories of watching little kid shows, but it's also, yeah, it's like,
It sounds like it's on a much smaller scale, but like the BBC, where like public money funds the programming.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cool.
Why would Phoebe have beef with that shit?
I don't know.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
All right.
But you won't have to wait too long. One day, if you're following along live,
right,
for day 4 of 7 days, 7 podcasts,
or 7 podcasts in 7 days.
Well, look, this is what I go back and forth on all the time because I got to do a hashtag for it. And the first time I did it, it was 7 podcasts in 7 days, and that just didn't feel right. So when I do it on Twitter, it's hashtag 7 days, 7 podcasts.
Well, that's very confusing for the masses.
Why?
Because you say it, 7 podcasts in 7 days.
I didn't. I just said 7 days, 7 podcasts.
That's the first time you've ever done that.
Well, what is better?
7 podcasts in 7 days.
I know, but if I'm as a hashtag, then I have to add an in.
Just do 7 podcasts.
7 days?
7 days.
Is that better? Yes. Than 7 days, 7 podcasts?
Like, it's the same thing.
It's not, though. It's like, all right, 7 days, you know, seven. We don't have time to talk about this.
Why do you keep going?
We've been going on for so long.
We have so many more to get through.
I'm going to have to edit this. This is almost an hour. Oh, man.
What are you talking about, Michael? We don't edit. We're perfect every time. I only burped twice and sneezed twice during this episode.
All right. Thank you all very much for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at FriendsPod. You can catch us on Instagram by searching Friends Till the End Pod. I post our show notes and other stuff that is fun, so check us out there. Our website is friendstilltheend.podomatic.net. If you want to help us reach a larger audience, you could head on over to iTunes and leave us a friendly rating and review. And as always, tell a friend, word of mouth is a great way for us to reach a bigger audience. Elizabeth, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Michael.
Bye. Bye.